Welcome to the first episode of Bedhead, where I get up in the morning and just talk about stuff for 10 minutes. As you can tell, I got bedhead and we salt and pepper because I'm super old. All right. So today's Monday. Big Broncos fan. Got my shirt on. As you can tell, Bo Nix. Probably not going to win Rookie of the Year, but I think he should. These new rookie products out of Panini, like who's buying what? Because there's no Josh Allen shields, there's no Mahomes shields, there's no, what's the best card you're gonna pull right now? So interesting take right now, Panini. Morning protein shake. It's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off. Anyways, got my tops now. Bo Nix cards in. Did not hit a parallel or an auto, but that's cool because we're about to go to the playoffs. One thing I do want to talk about is basketball product. Like, what are you buying right now? Because McCain's out. Rookie class kind of struggle city. Everybody last year was Wemby, number one all the time. Wemby. He's like 8 feet tall. They call him an alien. So what's up with that? But, Topps Chrome came back out. Hopefully they'll get their product better and better. People just don't like unlicensed product. I mean, I think Leaf is super cool. But, you know, I can get me a Peyton Manning and John Elway autograph for pennies compared to other products. But we all know there's hierarchies, there's tiers. You got your National Treasures, your Rolls Royces, your Prism and Optic Acuras, and then your Score and Prestige. 94 Hugos, but that's neither here nor there. About this show here, I'm just gonna get on and just talk for 10 minutes every morning when I get up. I got to set my alarm for 5:55 today. I'm like, no, it's Monday, it's raining, can't go rucking outside. So I slept in for another hour, so it's just after 7 right now. And with the NFL season, I mean, this Jaden Daniels seems to have the Rookie of the Year, even though Bo Nix is out playing him. But what does that mean for their cards going forward? Like, what are their best cards right now? I mean, it's December 16th, and this right here is the best Bo Nix card that I have. Like, I mean, you can see I got a pile of Denver Broncos jersey sitting right there. Rock the Bo Nix or the Elway, because it seems that every time I buy a jersey, they get traded. They get hurt. Let's see, Emmanuel Sanders, Von Miller, Peyton Manning retired, but he brought me a Super Bowl. But, like, Aqib Talib, C.J. Anderson, all these other guys. So when I bought the Bo Nix jersey, the fam was like, whoa, we better not get hurt, Bresky. But cool story. We had breakfast with Santa yesterday, and remember last year I asked Santa for a new quarterback for the Denver Broncos. He was like, you need one. Now we have one. But anyways, if you don't know me, I'm Chris. I work at LJ's Card Shop. They call me Social Chris. I work the socials, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Might see me around. We'll go to the National, go to the card shows. But we've got some exciting news coming up soon. I'm also Goldline Cards on those platforms. I do a Wednesday night hobby hour with Vito, the Point Sports Cards. And we kind of do things like this. We just sit here and talk and chit-chat. But you know what? It's kind of hard to go 10 minutes of just straight talking. But if you ever met me before, oh, I'm a talker, baby. So these Bowman cards, like I really want a John Elway autograph from the Yankees, but like who's paying these ridiculous, like $800 a box? It's almost becoming like breakers and rich people only can afford this stuff. But, you know, I've been buying flagship for years. Like did buy, I think last year and this year, even though they're not that expensive. You know, I got friends who say, hey, buy a box, you're like, you got like a 4%, somebody did the math, you have like a 4% chance of getting your money back buying a box. But buying boxes is like the fun, the enjoyment. Like I bought a bunch of WNBA boxes because my daughter collects, and I just sat there for 2 hours and opened cards with my daughter. Like that's, it's almost like to me going to the casino, you're like, oh, I lost $400. Well, how long were you there? Oh, I was there for 4 hours. So you spent $100 an hour on entertainment. Like, you had a good time, right? Even though you lost money. You didn't really lose money. You spent money. Just like going to, just say, okay, I want to go to the Irish game this weekend, but it's $800 per ticket. So if my dad and I went, that's $1,600 just to go for, what, 3 hours of entertainment? I could take that $1,600 to the casino. I'm probably not going to spend all of it. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to have fun with the people I'm there with. And I'm probably not going to come home with extra money. I'm also probably not spending $1,600. And I'm going to spend on entertainment. People are like, oh, I just can't understand how you just give your money away like that. Well, it's also fun. Just like breakers and breaking, is it's just fun. Like, I give my money to Chris from Buck City Breaks like once a week and watch his streams because it's fun. I enjoy it. Like, this is a hobby. I get it. It's a business. Like, I literally work for a card company and we have to make money or I don't work there anymore. But at the end of the day, this is a hobby. Like, there's Jonathan India card right here. He's no longer a red, so I'm probably going to sell it. But I bought it raw for more than it's worth right now in a dual 10. And it's a 2 out of 50. Like, I don't care. This is a cool looking card. We talked about that Leaf earlier. Like, they make some really cool looking products. But I enjoy that. Like, this, $15. This is a good looking card. I enjoy that. I don't care about Aaron Judge. But all right, for real. Come on now. I might get this tattooed on my leg. It's sweet, right? But if you're not enjoying what you're doing, why are you doing it? Like, I'm 42 years old. I'm too old for all this stuff. Like, if I'm not enjoying doing things, like, I'm just not. There's a time in my life where if I bought a beer, whether or not I liked it, I was going to drink it. Now it's like, oh, dude, gross. Like, I'll just get another one and not drink this because why would I do something I don't want to do? Why would I do stuff that I don't enjoy? But I feel like I've ranted enough. One thing I do want to show off here is my son's card, his birthday. And I got this from Smash, a Ripping Gypsy. He collects cards. I think his birthday's like March 16th. So 3/16. So my son's birthday is April 7th. This is 4/7. Jerry Jeudy used to be a Bronco. He used to sign Jerry Jeudy. Now it's just JJ. But I like to collect cards and stuff like that. Like, that's a 4/7. It's obviously April 7th. That's his birthday. So just something little unique of something else to collect. Like, people collect rainbows or subsets or all the parallels. Or I want every icy card. I want every out of 50. I want all the golds. I want all the 4 out of 7s, man. It's cool. It's just something I like. And, you know, I've got a wife and 2 kids. They enjoy collecting as well. Everybody pretty much except Bowman, because they don't know anybody in the product. And that's something they don't enjoy. Like, I enjoy it because I enjoy prospecting. They don't enjoy it because they don't know anybody in the product. Like, my wife doesn't really open basketball because she doesn't know what it is or who's in it. So football cards all day long because she knows everybody. Oh, cool. Look at the CJ Stroud. Oh, cool. Anthony Richardson. Oh, cool. Bo Nix. You know, I like Bo Nix. First time in the playoffs since 9 seasons. So we're cool with that. This is the first show. And got about a minute left, and we're going to do this. I don't know if I can do every day for 10 minutes. We're going to try. But last night we had Geno Smith go down. Like, does an injury like that to him or Mahomes hinder their market? I feel like Mahomes' market is strong. It's only going to get stronger. I feel like he could retire right now, and he's still going to the Hall of Fame. Guys like Geno Smith, like, never really had a market unless you're a Seahawks fan. So him getting injured doesn't do anything for me. Now, like, same with Patrick Surtain. He went down yesterday. He's an all-pro. People don't collect to resell and profit off of cornerbacks. They do off quarterbacks. So if Bo Nix or Jaden Daniels go down yesterday, their card market probably goes down a little bit. Same like Lamar Jackson had 5 touchdowns. Are his cards going up today? Go check eBay. Go check somewhere else and figure it out. 30-point or 130-point or card ladder or something like that. Anyways, Chris, salt and pepper. It's been 10 minutes or so. We're going to end it here. And I'm going to upload these to your favorite podcast after a while, we'll start doing them live. If you're listening, thanks for listening. If you're not, then you're never going to hear this anyway. So,
peace.